Amongst the myriad of childhood vaccine success stories, the introduction of Prevnar 6 years ago to guard against infections stemming from the bacterium Streptococcus pneumonia, has protected countless children from bacterial meningitis, pneumonia, and middle ear infections. This form of pneumococcal disease is the number one vaccine-preventable cause of death in children younger than 5 years of age. New research has provided an expanded version of the Prevnar vaccine that will include protection against many more strains or serotypes of Streptococcus pneumonia. And I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Earl Rubin, Director of the McGill Pediatric Infectious Diseases Residency Program. He is the Program Manager and Coordinator of the Pediatric Training for Family Medicine Residents at McGill University, Royal College Certificate in Pediatrics, Pediatric Infectious Disease, and Medical Microbiology. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to start off asking, prior to the introduction of Prevnar vaccine, what were the infection rates in infancy and the outcomes of these infections on these children? In effect, what was the disease's epidemiology at that time?
So it's a great question, but let's take a step back. First, in the late 80s and the early 1990s, there was an introduction of a vaccine against a bacteria called Haemophilus influenza, which at the time was the number one cause of bacterial meningitis and a myriad of other diseases in kids. And then started with routine vaccination in the early 1990s, and we've virtually seen the eradication of Haemophilus influenza. And what happened after that is that the number two cause of bacterial meningitis in children was pneumococcus, and thereby became the number one cause after we not eradicated Haemophilus influenza, but saw a dramatic decrease. So in terms of what did pneumococcal or strep pneumonia cause in kids, I would say about one-third or a little bit more caused a bloodstream infection, where the bacteria was swimming around the blood and making the kids have a high fever and overall sick. And the majority of those kids did well. But the problem was about 15 to 20% that bacteria crossed out of the bloodstream and into the lining around the brain and caused meningitis, mm-hmm. which has a significant impact not only acutely but long-term morbidity, meaning deafness, neurological deficits thereafter. Besides that, about another 20 to 25% had pneumonia, and about 20% had other bacterial illnesses that were not necessarily as life-threatening nor require hospital admission, but middle ear infections, sinusitis, and things like that. Mm. So prior to the introduction of Prevnar, which got licensed in Canada now in 2002, and Prevnar is a pneumococcal vaccine against the strep pneumoniae, we used to see there were data over about a 5 or 6 year period where there were about 3,000 cases per year across Canada of invasive pneumococcal disease. So we're not talking about ear infections mm-hmm. and sinus infections. And Prevnar got introduced in 2002, and we've seen a dramatic reduction in the number of cases of invasive disease due to pneumococcus, so meningitis, pneumonia, bacteremia, etc.
Can you provide a picture of what Streptococcus pneumonia is, especially when referring to serotypes? Because people are going to say, well, if you're giving a vaccine, why are you changing the vaccine now?
So Strep pneumoniae is the name of the bacteria, and so it's in the family of Streptococcus, of which there are other bacteria, such as the things that cause strep throat, which is group A strep. This is something called strep pneumoniae. It's a different than group A strep. But in strep pneumoniae, there are greater than 50 different types of strep pneumoniae. And what will happen is that you can get an infection with one of those types, but still be susceptible to getting another infection with strep pneumoniae due to a different type. So you can get an ear infection with strep pneumoniae and repeated ear infections, but it could be a different serotype. So what happened was that post the Haemophilus influenza vaccine, where pneumococcus or strep pneumoniae was the number one cause of invasive disease in kids, epidemiologists would track which serotypes were accounting for the majority of the infections that caused meningitis and pneumonia and bacteria in the bloodstream, which is called bacteremia. And they took the most common, and a company created a vaccine and took seven of those serotypes that caused, at that time, about 85% of the disease of pneumococcus that was invasive. So they couldn't take all 50, but they took seven and created a vaccine that was called Prevnar, like I said, licensed here in 2002. That the hope was that it would prevent about 85% of the cases, but not the remaining 15%. And of those 85%, the next thing that challenges us as physicians and community docs is bacteria that have become very smart and changed and became resistant to antibiotics. And the seven serotypes in Prevnar, the hope was it was also targeting the most common pneumococci that would be resistant to penicillin. And so that was the hope before the vaccine.
Right.
So it gets licensed here in 2002. There's kind of people always drag their feet in terms of giving a vaccine that isn't paid for by the government, and they will always weigh the pros and cons and go back and forth, and should I or should I not give it to my child? And but starting in around 2003, 2004, across Canada, it started to become funded, and the uptake is tremendous when the government pays for the vaccine. People stop asking the questions, and they just go ahead and they get vaccinated. And what happened was, in the 4 years after licensure, we saw a greater than 90% decrease in the number of cases of invasive pneumococcal disease in the first 3 to 4 years.
Now, given there has been, I remember reading something about this, and I'm not sure about the veracity of it, saying that when the vaccine, now that the vaccine is being given and we're covering for those particular serotypes, that other ones now may take the place of those as being the more common sources of streptococcal pneumonia infection. And is that why they are adding more serotypes to the vaccine?
Right. So that's what you're referring to, is something called serotype replacement. And so in our throats, in our noses, in the lining of our respiratory tract, people will carry pneumococcus. And it doesn't cause a problem, and it's no cause for concern. But the theoretic issue was, prior to the introduction of the vaccine, is that if you give this vaccine against seven serotypes, will other serotypes now, it's called colonize, or attach to the lining of your respiratory tract and then cause disease? It was theoretic at the time. And in the first 3 or 4 years, people really weren't seeing that. It was a theoretical problem, but not a reality. And then what happened in the last few years is that we are starting to see disease due to the other serotypes that are not covered by the vaccine. So the first hint of that was that people who were following the causes of middle ear infections, or something called otitis media or sinusitis, were starting to type the different types of pneumococcus, and they were seeing this serotype replacement. So it wasn't necessarily causing more meningitis or serious disease, but still causing the illnesses that pneumococcus can cause, and it was replacing. And then with time, the cases of invasive pneumococcal disease, so the meningitis, the bacteremias, we're seeing more and more of the serotypes that are not covered by the seven serotypes in Prevnar. And so it became from theoretics to reality. Still, our numbers of invasive pneumococcal disease are still dramatically decreased, but the cases that we are seeing now are due predominantly to the types that are not in Prevnar. Not exclusively, still about 10% in the last year were serotypes that are covered in Prevnar. Hard to know if those kids received the vaccine, received all four doses or three doses, depending on the province where you live, that are recommended. But still 10% of the bacteria that are isolated from cases of meningitis and bacterial bloodstream infections are the serotypes that are in Prevnar, but 90% now are not.
We're in conversation with Dr. Earl Rubin, Program Director of the McGill Pediatric Infectious Disease Program and Residency Program And as well, we're going to be coming back and talking about the latest research and reports of the newer vaccine that has been looked at, that was presented at the InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy and the Infectious Diseases Society of America in Washington, D.C., to get a bit of an idea of what we can expect with regards to the vaccine and how well that vaccine, how efficacious it was. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin. You're listening to Sunday House Call. We'll be back in just one moment.